philosophy, and it's a parasite religion, and it absorbs everything that's already in existence. So communitarianism, to them, is the overall bigger philosophy, more moral, more ethical than anything else that's ever existed, because it combines every philosophy and religion on the planet. That's why it's so hard to explain. It's permeated every political party. What they say is that they're balancing the world. It's all about balance, balance between the individual and the community, as if there needs to be one, that we cannot operate separate from our community. And so therefore the community has to have the last say in everything that we do and how we live, where we live. You know, mainly it's a dictatorship. It's a scam to lure people with nice sounding terms to do things that will actually destroy where they live. And a lot more people who are actually genuinely working in sustainability, community gardens, you know, all of the things that people are doing to try and buy local, produce local. Everyone understands that that's a healthy place to be if you're not dependent on goods from other places, necessities, you know. There's been a global movement of people taking back their local resources and control over their local environment. So what they've done is jumped on that. They're not the environmentalists per se, but they co-opted the environmental movement the same way they co-opted everything else they attached themselves to.
Yeah. Well, this is the impression that I got through reading the books, which I do think are fascinating, and I really do think people should read them. But is it an incredibly difficult thing to get your mind around it, just because, as